I do love DJ Moore quite a bit. He's a guy that I actually had a scout tell me to watch him back in probably October. And so I really started to hone in because the scout told me he was definitely coming out as a junior. And so I started to do more work on him, and I was blown away how impressive he is. And then, you know, he was the rare athlete who was actually taller and faster at the combine than any of us expected, coming in at 6 foot even, running a 4.42 and a 40-yard dash. Now, I don't think he plays like a 4.42 athlete. He's more like a 4.47 athlete, which is not a big deal. I mean, he's still an impact player, and I can't help but get Steve Smith vibes when you watch him. And you know, I'm talking about Carolina, former Carolina Panthers and Baltimore Ravens, Steve Smith. And I don't say that very lightly. We're talking about a possible Hall of Famer here. But that's the type of vibe I get from watching DJ Moore's tape. He's physical. He's tough. He's a very good route runner. Yards after the catch because of that power. The reason why I think some teams will prefer DJ Moore over Calvin Ridley is DJ Moore is 20 pounds bigger. And so in terms of durability, in terms of breaking tackles, that's really going to help him. And you know, I know Calvin Ridley is probably the better route runner at this point, but DJ Moore is not far behind. He is an above average route runner as well. So I think both guys are in the top 15 for me. I think both will end up going in the first round. And when you look at his production at Maryland, catching a pass from 8 different quarterbacks over his career, it just, that's something that really stands out. He led the Big Ten in receiving this past year for Maryland, who, you know, went through a carousel of quarterbacks just this season alone. For all those reasons, DJ Moore is deserving of a top 26 this year, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if he ends up going that high.